On the 6th of October, my class and I went to Glencoe Outdoor Centre for a week-long residential trip. Everyone said their final farewells as they boarded the bus to Glencoe, except me, because my dad had left me outside the school, but I didn't mind. Zipping through view, you saw a lush, gentle hillside infested with trees and shrubs, with an occasional flash of light from a waterfall raging towards the bus but quickly ducking under the road. Suddenly, in the blur of greyness, it would rise into a short and sheer cliff. Eventually, the view did get boring, and I succumbed into my car sickness, and lay in a trance between sleep and consciousness. As the bus stopped next to the door, I caught a glance of the large white cottage-like building as my stomach dragged me in for lunch. After that, we went long boating. As the salty air rushed past my ears, Andy, the instructor, described the story of a witch, but I was at the very front of the ship, so I couldn't hear him. Later, after dinner and tuck, I collapsed in a heap on the bed. Another thing I remember was kayaking. When we were at the quarry, we soared across the murky water with glee and a slight fear of capsizing. As we started a game of tag in the kayaks, Lewis went buck wild and paddled way past the border into the opposite side. But I didn't notice because I had just rammed into Ibrahim, wedging the bow of my boat under his. For half a second, we locked eyes as I slowly levered him over. Later that week, we went mountain biking. Suddenly, as we pedalled along a peaceful road, my pedals showed no resistance as I veered into the wall. I called for the instructor, but he was too far away, so I had to walk my bike up the hill. Once I'd caught Neil's attention, it took him ages to fix the bike, and once he finished, I couldn't go up first gear. Another hilarious thing was, while we glided along the frosty water, Debbie had to go back and help, so Mrs. Adams had to lead us back. "Okay, children, follow me," she hollered as she gracefully glided through the water in the complete opposite direction. I will never forget my time at Glencoe and all the memorable moments I had there.